On the KSRO Live Line with us this morning, Santa Rosa Mayor Tom Schwedhelm. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing this morning?
I am well. The one most pressing question I have for you and the other council members today is involves your extended meetings at the Flamingo Resort. Are you getting a tattoo today?
I think I may pass this year.
Because it's the Tattoos and Blues Festival, also at the Flamingo, which gets underway today. That should be an interesting pairing.
Yes, I saw them they were starting to set up as I was leaving after our meeting. So it's a nice reflection of the Santa Rosa, a very diverse community.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Just a thought. Executive team sessions is what they're called. And talk about the topics that you covered yesterday.
Well, it's almost like, what didn't we cover? So it was a full day, and our ultimate goal was to establish our council priorities for 2019 and 2020. And we started with each of the department heads giving us an update on what their priorities are, because although the city council came up with six what we call tier one priorities, in other words, our focus for the next 2 years, there's still a lot of things that the department does and the city does to function as a city. For instance, you know, the police department's still going to go to calls for service. None of our tier one priority goals reflect that we want you to go to police calls for service. So just so your listeners understand that, we do a heck of a lot more than just our tier one priorities.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we did a vote and six emerged as our tier one priorities.
And I'm curious, Tom, about I read part of the article in the PD that talked about the turnover in local government employees. And I'm wondering if you're talking solely about post-fires or is there something else going on?
Well, that's one of the things that we have, you know, doing the research, looking at other cities that have experienced similar disasters, and that there is a high turnover. Some cities have experienced upwards of a 40% turnover after a significant disaster, because the things that we've been asking, you know, our employees, you know, what, 16 months since the October 17 disaster, it's different. So what you thought what you were doing in September of 2017 may be different than what you were doing from October 17 on. And
yes,
some employees just choose that, you know, it's not for me. So what we're trying to focus on, and Sean McGlynn, our city manager, and other department heads are, what can we make to make sure that Santa Rosa still is a great place to work?
Yeah, and people can afford to live here. And let's
Absolutely.
Talk about money for a minute, Mr. Mayor, because trying to pad the reserve account is a pretty monumental effort. And talk about the kinds of things that are up for discussion in terms of replenishing that reserve.
Well, that's got to be our focus. And the city manager made a pretty compelling argument that, you know, financial sustainability has to be one of our priorities for the next 2 years. And so, as I think we've discussed earlier, back in October of last year, City Council came up with cuts totaling approximately $7 million in 42.75 positions. We put that on hold until we see what the restructure of the organization looks like. But we heard some preliminary comments from our Chief Financial Officer that revenues are doing okay right now. But again, we need to restructure the organization so that we don't have a structural deficit. And so by making it a priority, that does send the message to the community and our organization that is a focus. So it's not a real magic bullet. In other words, we can't just do one thing. It's going to be a series of things that help us improve our financial situation.
Yeah, because we sure do know that a reserve is very important after a natural disaster. We learned that lesson, to be sure. What's on the table for today?
So today we're going to probably reaffirm some of our priorities, because the other thing that I will be doing is establishing a couple of subcommittees to establish specific metrics for our Tier 1 priorities. We've never done that before, and so what I'm hoping to do is actually provide specific direction as far as this is what our goal is, you know, and it's got what I call a SMART goal, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Let's be very specific about what we're trying to do. So we'll have a little bit of conversation about that this morning, and then we're also going to dive into what do districts mean to our community.
Mm.
So I'm one of three district representatives. I represent District 6. Victoria Fleming, District 4, and John Sawyer, District 2. And then in 2020, we'll have four additional members representing districts.
Right.
So what are some of the agreements that we can make? For instance, you know, I've been asked to speak out in Oakmont. Well, if there's a representative specifically representing that district, do I let that person know? Do I offer it to person first? You know, just some of those mechanics about how do we all work together once we fully integrate the district system in Santa Rosa.
Yeah, the kinds of questions that come with those kinds of changes, I suppose. Well, good luck today at the Flamingo Resort or hotel, and just be careful where you wander, will you, Tom?
I'm looking forward to seeing it. There's some beautiful artists in our community,
and
I'll be watching from afar.
Very good, very good. We're talking about the Tattoos and Blues Festival going on in the same location as the executive team sessions for the city of Santa Rosa. Mr. Mayor, thanks for being here this morning.
You're welcome, Pat. Thanks for talking with me.